My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88, you're gonna see some serious shit.
I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Leroy Jenkins!
And welcome to episode 88 of Evil Avatar Radio. Normally, I would tell you what radio station we're broadcasting from, but that is not the case tonight. We are, or today, or whenever you happen to be listening to this, we're just sitting in a room tonight recording the show.
We cannot be bothered to talk to you live on Christmas Eve. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go to hell.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Holy
so,
shit.
Right. That was on TV yesterday. Where's the Tylenol?
Where's the Tylenol?
Christmas Vacation?
I've never seen it.
Oh man. Jesus Christ.
Somebody YouTube Chevy Chase's tirade.
Yeah, you really got to hear that.
Hallelujah.
Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
Yeah, it's great. Best thing in the movie.
Sack of monkey shit here.
And we've got restocked hot cocoa.
Yeah, we have hot cocoa. That
just
was the best problem for us. Basically, here we are with what's probably going to be about 2 hours of what you always get in the after show.
Yeah,
we might talk about the news. We might talk about our favorite stuff of the year. We don't know. We're too damn lazy to actually come up with some kind of format.
Trouser snakes earlier, so
right.
Who knows what it's going to be.
Well, you open your email, you know.
That's what you get.
Evidently, that's
what
people
anaconda.
Are going to grow my anaconda into a trouser snake.
Well, there was some news, like, you know, normally, you know, we talk about the fact that we do a show and then the next day news breaks. So what happened this week? We do a show and the next day... 3D Realms is like, hey, Duke Nukem teaser tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys have more
to say about it?
Have more of a connection to that.
That's bullshit. It's okay. All mythology at this point. I mean,
I wasn't around during that time, and I say wasn't around. Wasn't in that in the gaming scene when that was going on.
It's okay. Neither was Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much. Obviously, you know everything you need to know about it. My opinion on the whole thing, beyond the fact that it's vaporware, it's the biggest mistake was, you know, changing horses midstream, like so many people did.
Right.
It suffered for a lot of the same reasons that, like, Daikatana suffered. Again, not that you were around at that point, but yeah. It's like, we've committed ourselves to this tech, this technology, we're making the game on this tech, and then some new tech comes out.
Oh, God, something shiny over there.
Oh, well, Jesus, we have to, like, rebuild the whole fucking thing because, you know, this is out now. Nobody will buy our game if we don't do it. And very specifically, I remember when it was in 98, and 3D Realms announced that they were jumping off of the modded Quake 2 technology to jump onto UT3, and they were talking about, well, you know, this is the new tech, and if you want to do any... Unreal. Sorry.
UT3 is a little further down the road.
But the first iteration of Unreal technology.
Right.
And they were, they were pretty clearly saying, like, this is the new tech, and if you want to go anywhere, this is what you got to get to. And then, like, 2 months later, Half-Life comes out. Based entirely on the apparently antiquated and unusable Quake 2 tech, and blew a hole straight below their waterline. But they just kind of kept up with that pace. I don't know. Part of me thinks that if they had just stuck it out, you know, with proven useful technology, that we would have seen the game a long time ago. Daikatana did a lot of the same thing.
And they
thing.
Did other engine swaps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that wasn't the only one.
And then, at some point, they decided...
And then...
Right. We'll make our own engine.
It just keeps going.
But that always works out so well. You know, because it's cheap and fast. What the fuck, man? Why can't anybody... How come no one in the industry can seem to take... I'm telling you. Look at Raven. Look at what Raven did for Dark Forces 3.
Yeah.
For Jedi Knight. That thing went from green light to to shipping in like 13 months. I remember reading about the story in E3. It was you know, it came out.
Are we talking Jedi Knight 2 or
Jedi Knight 2? Okay, yeah. And they were saying, like, you know, yeah, this is announced. It was greenlit a couple of months ago. You know, we started work on it, and then like the following March, April, something like that, I had the game in my hand.
Yeah,
and it was awesome.
It was excellent.
And how did they do it? They licensed someone else's technology. They used proven tools, well-known techniques, and they made a good game and told a great story. Whatever. So yeah, you go right ahead and build your own engine. That's fabulous. It works out well for everybody, particularly the consumer, because it always results in cheaper game prices and faster ship times. So everybody out there, just make sure, you know, that if you want to make a game, just make your own engine. I don't need these things any faster, and I certainly enjoy paying more for them. Whatever.
Well, there is that. There's a website or whatever somewhere that says, here's what's happened since Duke Nukem Forever was announced.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. I remember taking a look at that a ways back, a couple years ago,
That's
actually.
That's amazing to see that. All the different things that have taken place in the time that it is. And, you know, it's still, nothing's ever come of it, so more things could happen.
Right.
You know? It'll be interesting to see, you know, we put people on Mars before we got Duke Nukem Forever.
Well, it's a Mars colony.
Yeah, it's simply going to become, like, another standard division in time, just like BC and AD.
Well, the entire, like, you know, let's send a man to the moon, you know, from conception to, you know, that actually happening took less time than it's taken Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah.
The Beatles, no, that's true, yeah.
The Beatles were together for less time than it's taking them to Duke Nukem Forever.
And there's nothing they can do. They're totally screwed. There is absolutely no way that... Whatever. If I'm wrong later, fine. There's no way that they can make this game worth the time it's taken and the amount of hype. It's impossible. Mm. Not and make it a Duke game, you know. They would have to invent some kind of new genre that blew people's pants off in order for it to be worth the amount of time that we've spent. But whatever. I'll still play it.
Well, I'm looking at it now.
What are you looking at?
The list.
Well, more to the point, did you actually see... What can you say about the teaser? I didn't see it.
That's exactly what it was. I was not, you know... I like when I get game teasers, because I like... Kind of I like them. It depends. Like, the Ubisoft re-released a Rainbow Six Vegas 2 teaser. Because the first one, for whatever reason, I don't know. I didn't like the first one. It was a lot of live-action bullshit of people in the clubs gambling and whatever, and then there was a little bit of something at the end of that. The second one they released was all, you know, not, I don't know if it's in-game footage or anything. It wasn't gameplay or anything, but it was, you know, no live action whatsoever. And I enjoyed that a lot better. Helicopter flying over, you got a little bit better sense of, like, okay, this is better. This is what we're doing then. But this teaser was, you know, it was him lifting weights. It's very quick. It's like, Jesus, it felt like 15 seconds. It may have been 30. I don't know. There was probably... quick, less than a second flashes of some action sequences going on.
Right.
And then that was it. His line at the end was something about, oh, God, what was it? Wanted to take a crap in an alien toilet or something. I don't know what it was.
Right.
But, you know, and then that was it. That's all you got.
Yeah. That's great.
I had to pull up the list of things that have taken less time than Duke Nukem Forever's development, because I mentioned those. But
every peer-to-peer file sharing program, including Napster, has been developed since then.
My absolute favorite, though, is World War II and the entire Manhattan Project. Yes, the complete development of the atomic bomb took less time.
Right? Took less time to fundamentally change the nature of warfare. That's awesome.
I promise. Well, Duke Nukem's going to be a lot less revolutionary.
There are certainly better ways to make it into, you know, the mythology of gaming, into that pantheon of strange stories, but it's a dubious distinction, but, you know, it's a distinction nonetheless, so I don't know. Maybe we should give up on it. Maybe Duke's time has come and gone.
The theory of general relativity.
Right.
Yeah. Less time. You just put that into perspective, you know. Jesus Christ. So, I know, who knows? That was that was some of the news that came out the day after. You know, we do our show, so let's see.
Which happens a lot.
One and two.
Yeah. Oh yeah. BioShock sold 2 million copies worldwide, or has already sold 2 million copies worldwide. Good for BioShock.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
It's really showing up on a lot of people's game of the year lists.
Yeah, that's. I think that's kind of bogus.
Yeah.
I don't think it's at all undeserving.
Right.
Certainly, it's deserving of game of the year. Sure, why not? I still don't think there was. I'm glad that all the hype is gone. I was glad to be a part of the hype. You know, I enjoy a good, you know, hype wave. I like it. It's nice. I like that we're all, you know, an entire community of people sort of focused in on a singular event. That's awfully fun, you know. It's like knowing that tens of millions of people are all counting down to the new year at the same moment. Yeah, it's a shared experience, whatever. I always felt like, you know, the praise and the critique of that game was a little, like, by the time I finally finished it, which was a little bit later than everyone else, that it was a little imbalanced, you know. Certain things, I won't say that there was too much overhype. I was perfectly fine with it. But there were certain things that I seriously think I just can't shake the feeling that they put in that game just because they hate me. I mean, no, I'm not kidding at all, man. The structure of that last mission.
Yeah.
It was just, how do you sit down and think about what you're having me do, and think in any way that I'm going to enjoy it? I didn't enjoy it, and it was so unlike the previous part of the game, where there had been no significant changes in how the game works up to that point. It isn't like every couple of hours I'm experiencing an evolution in gameplay. It was a steady increase of my abilities and the things that I would see and do, and then all of a sudden, this. I didn't like it. I didn't like the final boss fight. I didn't like the way the endings worked. You know, not necessarily the content of it. Just like I said, like I've said a dozen times, I was being rushed out of the game. They were sick of my presence in the game, and they just wanted me gone. And that's how I felt.
Did you read the interview with Ken Levine on 1UP that came out just this week?
No. Nothing recent.
Like, the very first question they asked him what he'd do differently, and his response was. He says, in short, I underestimated how much people would care about the story. The third act of the game is the weakest part. I just never realized how much people were going to invest in the climactic Andrew Ryan scene, and I think the remainder of the game cannot equal that.
Yeah, whatever. He's right.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I don't understand how you could underestimate your attachment to the Andrew Ryan storyline, seeing as how it's, I don't know, the storyline. It's what you're doing for the entire time. Didn't he notice that my whole point was to get to Andrew Ryan when he, I don't know, helped make the game? Did he not notice that Andrew Ryan came up every third fucking sentence, and my whole purpose for existence and being allowed to live and move forward was to get to Andrew Ryan? Funny that I should then connect that with some idea as to, like, the ending of the game. Or at least, you know, a certain climax that will have an effect on the ending. Rubbish. Bullshit. All of it. Brilliant game. Fucking brilliant. I'm enjoying, you know, taking slow steps through it again every now and then when I get a moment and feel like playing. I love the game. In many ways, I like it a lot more a second time through. But I also think that it lives in a very special place for people who choose to look at Game of the Year type of stuff. Here's a thought. If the industry is going to insist on shipping 60% of their product in the last 2 months of the year, maybe we should refrain from doing Game of the Year lists in December. Let's do that shit in March. Let's do Game of the Fiscal Year.
Hey,
they're the ones that have skewed the release. Yeah. And I think I haven't finished Uncharted yet. And personally, I got a lot to say about the PS3 later on. I haven't finished it yet. Haven't finished Assassin's Creed. No reason both of those can't be contenders for this. I mean, obviously opinions run different ways on these things, but whatever, there's no reason they can't be. And like we all talked about last week, where the fuck is Crackdown in all of this? Crackdown came out a year ago. But personally, it would not be hard for me to say that the enjoyment I got out of it, the compelling nature of what I was doing, the time I was in Crackdown is quite possibly better for me than the time I spent.
But it's not as fresh in anyone's memory.
It's way back there.
Yeah.
Like I said before, the Burning Crusade made an enormous and relatively a huge change to the most popular MMO in history, and actually is responsible for what WoW, the place WoW has taken in the public consciousness now. For a long time, it was 4 or 5 million MMO geeks. But the number of people I know personally who play now who would never have done this have all gotten into it because of a certain type of popularization that has occurred from this particular expansion, from them understanding what an MMO is supposed to be now. I would give that expansion Game of the Year, most likely. But these are things that happened right at the top of the year. So they're out of people's minds, no matter how powerful or good they may have been.
If you look at anybody's list, it starts in August.
Yeah.
It starts with BioShock Orange Box.
And you got Mass Effect. Yeah. You've got Assassin's Creed. You've got Uncharted. You've got all of these things that came out at the end. So they haven't had enough time to be digested and distributed, you know, through the zeitgeist of the gaming community. And that you have to, it has to simmer for a while. It's got to soak and cook, because people are naturally hesitant of using or being riding that excitement of like, oh my god, this game is great, it just came out and it's great and I'm playing it all the time and it's great, game of the year. You know, you really do need to think on it for a while. But you've got all of this shit that comes out at the end of the year, and like, I mean, even a gamer with enough money and enough time to spend playing all this stuff, and I doubt that there's anyone who's worked their way through all of the stuff, still probably hasn't had time to truly think about, you know, which of these was best in all of these different regards. So, you know, you rush out these lists and everything, and then you think about where BioShock was. It was the first giant home run of this year. There were great things before it, but it was that first fabulous, fabulous game of a type that a lot of people hadn't seen in a while, and it just occupies this really particular place in our minds, how we think about the year. And it just, it, I think that's why it wound up at the top of so many lists. I don't know. So yeah, I say, let everybody else do what they want to do. I say that Evil Avatar Radio does Game of the Fiscal Year. We do that shit in March.
Not a bad idea.
I'm just saying, man, they want to throw all their games out at the end of the year and starve us in the first half? Fine, I guess we'll just look at it like that. So,
well, what are we, you know, I posted on Evil Avatar about some more details from the Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Uh-huh.
One of those being a March release. And I thought, well, that's odd. I didn't think it'd be March. I thought we were going to get it, you know, in the holiday season, but sooner than I thought we were getting it. But then again, you know, we're always talking about, it just sounds like a big expansion pack.
Which is ace, man.
No, that's fine.
I love it.
It's just that now it doesn't, it makes more sense that, oh, okay, yeah, we
don't hold on to it.
March.
Don't hold on to it.
Yeah, it's, you
they've know, already paid for the tech.
You don't have to do anything, really.
No. Release it, make money.
Yeah.
So we all win.
Some of the details that came out of that were, we're going to get better. Like, co-op can be jump in and jump out.
That was the biggest mistake they made in that game, in my opinion. That was the one horrible mistake, is that you lost all of the context and the exposition during co-op storyline.
And that's what I'm hoping that we gain from, if that's what that means, you can jump in and out. Like, somebody's playing, and maybe they got a, you know, oh, I can join their session in progress.
Yeah.
Then, hopefully, that also translates into, everybody's going to get the story, kind of like Gears of War did.
Yeah. It's not hard. Well, I mean, you know, other people are doing it, I guess I should say.
So that'll be good. But yeah, March for that. Haze comes out. Burnout Paradise comes out. Smash Brothers Brawl hits in February. So if we're doing our Game of the Year in March, we still got a good ways to go. Got a lot of games that are going to end up on that list. So I totally forgot to go over what everybody had been playing for, I guess you could say, the weekend, but anything at all?
No, you know that's a stupid question for me. I was working. Last week was okay for me.
But you got your PS3. Did you do anything with it?
I did.
You hooked
actually
it up, right?
I hooked it up, which I did wind up. I had enough connections on my TV because you would call me and were like, you know, not sure if you're gonna, how many connections you have in your TV.
Yeah, I was thinking you might need to get a switcher of some type or something. But
yeah, well, I had one actually. I wasn't going to use it, but the cheesy little sound system thing I have, the composite cable I got for my PS3, the sound cables were not long enough to reach it.
Oh.
So I just brought in the switcher that handles that will accept and handle composite stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Which actually worked out really well, because first thing I did was I downloaded the Burnout demo on my PS3.
Yeah.
So I've got the little switcher sitting in front of my TV, and I just loaded up the Burnout demo on the 360, loaded it up on the PS3, and like
click,
started
click.
Driving. I was like, click, 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 click. Did that for like an hour.
What'd you notice?
It was really, really difficult to see the differences I wanted to, because it goes to its little, the demo goes to its little screensaver mode so quickly.
Oh yeah, it does, yeah.
But you know, just sitting there, like parked car, they both look great.
Mm-hmm.
But after, you know, I spent 5 minutes of the 360 version, spent 5 minutes on the PS3 version, and it's just, I'm sure somebody out there has done hard measurements, but the PS3 version is faster.
Yeah.
It's just faster.
That's what
it's smoother. I can't count dropped frames, you know, I can't be like, oh, I see a lot of frame skip here. I could just feel.
You can tell.
I can just feel it in the back of my head, you know, it's like, this is really butter smooth, man. It was totally, totally, totally brilliant. You know, the most jarring difference is getting used to the controller for me.
Yeah.
Not the six-axis elements, just the fact that there's a fundamentally different type of type of tension and resistance on the six-axis analog sticks. It's just different. I don't exactly know how to describe it. It's a little, you know, they're fairly tight, but there seems to be a lot less resistance on it. You know, I wound up running around and being stupid on just about everything that I would play on it, having to learn to be a little more gentle with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's awfully light and everything. But I just tooled around with it, tried to make myself at home in the system's UI, and I downloaded demos, anything that I could get a hold of,
mm-hmm.
Tried all that stuff out, and bought myself Uncharted.
Okay.
So that's my first. That's my first purchase. First thing I did, actually.
I sent you a friend request. Have you gotten that?
Did you?
Yet?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I didn't. Which? Are you fucking kidding me? Some asshole on PSN is using Fishbang.
Is he?
Are you seriously? I'm Fishbang.
Because that's who I sent it to, was Fishbang, and it's got it all, it's not highlighted, it just says Fishbang, and is, you know, awaiting to accept.
No, it ain't me, man.
Oh, shit.
It ain't me. All right, if that dude sends you a friend request, you tell him,
yeah, talk to him,
to shit can his account and let go of it. It's mine. Who needs to be Fishbang but me? It's a complete retard accident of a name. And I've kept it because it had, until now, the virtue of being completely or almost unique. Completely unique. I was really, really, really tremendously aggravated by that.
Wow. I did not know.
Yeah.
Holy
pissed
shit.
Me off. Just say, I got it on Xbox Live.
I know.
And not even in the previous generation of Live. And there's like a squillion guys on Live.
8 million.
There's like 8 people on PSN, and one of them's got to be Fishbang. Are you kidding me? What kind of oddball statistical anomaly is that?
Wow.
Unless he like listens to the show or something and is like, yeah, this butthole doesn't have a PS3. I'm going to take his name for when
he gets
one.
It's probably Nabokov.
Nabokov, he took it.
And if you hear me, seriously, come on, man. I need to be Fishbang.
Damn, what are your alternates on that?
I used Mouse Look.
Oh, okay.
I used Mouse Look for the name.
And
then in my comment, I put Fishbang.
All right, I'll have to send Mouse Look a friend's request then.
Yeah, and have a chat with Fishbang when he gets in touch with it. Seriously, upset me a lot. It really did.
Wow. Well, he hasn't accepted.
Like years ago, we Googled that and it didn't come up with anything.
The only thing that ever popped up with Fishbang was like this really disturbing Japanese site, and, you know, not like that's uncommon. For like fishing supplies or something. It was very strange.
Well,
I think that's what it was about. I don't know.
I'm checking it now.
Might have been prawn.
You have an account on PSP3D.com, do you? Because I just found Fishbang's profile
there. No, yeah, Dana, after that happened, like, uh-huh. She was sitting there with me. She, like, went on this furious, like, Google search for, like, all known whereabouts and locations and identities of various Fishbangs hither and yon. And, you know,
Find where this asshole lives.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, and there's some of them. It's like, you know, weird combinations of it. Whatever. And named by some drunk guy on Aces High who couldn't read my name. It upset me a lot. So anyway, that was that.
Wow. Well, I noticed my differences in Burnout. I'd been playing the 360 version for a long, long time. And then finally, I switched on my PS3 to add your name and do whatever. And I was right on there, and I was like, let me jump into the demo. And I jumped into the demo, and I really could tell a difference after playing the 360's version for so long. I could tell a big difference jumping into the PS3 version of, like, ooh, this is doing a lot better than what the 360 does.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sway me. I'm still going to get the three. I'll get both versions. 360 is a day one for me just because there's so many more people to play with on there. And then I'll pick up the PS3 version later.
Yeah, I'm not sure which way I'll go on that, just because I would like to jump in and do a little bit of stuff, but I'm going
to
have
plenty to do.
I'm not going to have any real dedication to the multiplayer aspect of Burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it'll be a purchase for me again because I'm acquiring the system right now. I got other stuff that I got to work through.
Right.
I mean, that was actually the first thing I did that night. I went straight home 1 week ago and, like, cleaned out my game queue.
Yeah.
And was just like, PS3 game, add.
What'd you end up adding? Layer?
Everything that I had even the remotest interest in playing.
Oh, you might want to put Motorstorm on there because I couldn't find the game.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I obviously took it to trade it in because I wasn't playing it.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Do you have anything else?
If you go by the camera separate, I'll let you borrow Eye of Judgment.
Right.
That's all I got, though.
I really wanted to play Resistance. Play the demo.
Well, as soon as Mike's done with it, you can get it from him and play it.
I guess I could go buy something tomorrow then.
Well,
because I think Gamefly just shipped me... what did they ship me? Lair and Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
Okay.
Because I didn't play the previous iteration of that on the previous system. So
that's good.
I don't know how much time I'll spend with it. It might be the way I treat a lot of Gamefly things, and it's like, play it for 2 days, and then I'm like, yeah, I want my next thing, and send it back. But those will show up. Heavenly Sword, I added. I wound up, something I've been very curious about for a while, actually, I added the, because I've drugged my feet on playing Oblivion. Oblivion was a big problem for me, because I could sit down in front of Oblivion and, like, no shit, burn 5 hours away and have, like, not feel like I had done anything. And I always needed, like, if I was going to play the game, I felt like I needed hours and hours and hours of undisturbed time. It wasn't like other things where I could play for, like, 30, 40 minutes and then kind of go away and do something because my schedule was weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a game like that where you really want a straight amount of time, so I just never got far in it. And it always, you know, it's itching my mind, you know. It's just like, hey, you can play that, you know, because you really were liking it. You didn't quit because there wasn't a big problem. Everybody enjoyed it. You want to play it. But I threw the Game of the Year edition into my GameCube because I want to do a direct comparison between the two. The one thing that was killing me on the 360 was it handled the, you know, constant background loading very, very poorly, in my opinion, and it would aggravate the shit out of me. I'm walking through a field of flowers, for shit's sake. I shouldn't have to stop 5 times to load more flat. Like, the hell? You know? It just really killed me. And I had heard, both in some official reviews and in anecdotal things from other people, that the PS3 handled it a bit better. You know, it was one of the first things that came out, and people were like, direct comparison time, you know? Which system's better? Which handles the game better? That'll determine, you know, the answer. And nobody really dedicated themselves one way or another, but the edge always seemed to go to the PS3 version. Mm-hmm. So again, I will probably be renting a good number of things that I already own on the 360 just for comparison's sake.
Yeah. Did you get that letter from Nabokov fan? Did you get the email from him?
I haven't checked my email.
He sent you an email.
He sent all of us
an email, but mainly it was for you.
I have not had a chance to check it. I'll actually bring that up now.
You gotta go read that because he talks about Lair.
Yeah.
He also attached a picture to it. I don't know if you guys have seen that picture that he attached to it.
Since I haven't seen the email.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about, you know, Jeremy over there, but I guess he hasn't seen the email either. But yeah, he did send us an email because he finally heard the show.
That's
he
cool.
wasn't there.
Yeah.
What do you think about Uncharted? You've been playing it.
I really, really, really like Uncharted.
Yeah.
A lot.
Tycho said, you know, when he wrote about it, he's like, you play Uncharted, it'll charm the shit out of you.
Yeah, it's...
And it does.
It was funny. It was like... the feeling I got when I started playing Uncharted was like... when you go over to, like, some other kid's house when you're a kid, and you see the way they do things, mm-hmm. like the way their mom makes dinner, or, like, cuts a PB&J, like, it's different, and it's weird, and it's, like, not bad, it's perfectly good, you know, this guy's mom's PB&J is great, but, like, it's different, and it's weird, and I don't know if that's okay. That was the whole, seriously, that was the whole sense that I got playing this. I was like, this is just weird, it doesn't feel very Xboxy. There's just something creeping around under the skin of Uncharted that didn't... maybe the fact that it doesn't have any direct port, you know, no real analog to the other system, so I couldn't possibly play it on that controller. Maybe it's the fact that I was on a different controller, although I didn't have the same oddball sensation when I was playing, like, the Burnout demo.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was just something about this game. It was just like... something very Sony PlayStation about this game, and tied directly, I guess, to the tight relationship that they have with that console. Yeah. But it was just this very strange feeling. I was like, well, this is... you know what it was? You know what it was? They want me to pull my gun with L1 and fire with R1. I don't get to use... on the Xbox, it would be the triggers, which correspond to L2 and R2, the bottom...
right.
The bottom ones. Nah, the PS3, this shit has a tendency to, like, be on the upper buttons. Mm. I was like, why are you doing this? The bottom is a trigger. It's a trigger thing, you know, like a trigger on a gun. That's why it's great. But you don't want me to use this button, so you want me to use a different button. And I was like, that's just... I don't know if I'm okay. I don't know if that's all right. You know, so I'm running around and I'm trying to get accustomed to... it was just a very strange feel to it, but it was, like, also very good. And, you know, 5 minutes into it, I played the demo, and I got over the whole thing, and, you know, I'm walking across the log, and it's like, oh, now I have to do the thing with the controller. I gotta get a six-axis him so he can, like, balance going across the log.
And, have you thrown a grenade yet?
Yeah, freaked my shit out. I did it, too. Like, that was weird.
It took, I don't know.
But I like it.
I threw about five grenades to my feet the first time I was trying to do that, because I was like, how does this... I don't figure it out.
Yeah, I was in a little alcove or a tunnel or something, and I threw them up. So effectively at my feet.
Yeah.
It's just that they hit right above my head and dropped. But like once I was accustomed to the difference, mm-hmm. it was I was really, really happy about how it did everything, and I was able to kind of get comfortable with it. I think the shooter gameplay is fine. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like shooting those guys.
Yep.
I like all of their... if you can get comfortable with the fact...
I like how I can get headshots pretty easy with just the handgun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guys are tricky and wonky.
Yeah.
And I felt like there's a really great balance between... In the difficulty of the AI. It feels really good. They're not insane. They throw a lot of grenades, yeah. But, you know, I throw a lot of grenades. I don't mind the waves of dudes because they don't really...
That took me out a bit because I'd wiped out a wave and I thought, all right, let's move on. And it's like, oh, shit, there's more coming.
Yeah.
That's basically a pause so you can go out there, grab some ammo, yeah. and get back into cover.
It didn't bother me. Yeah. It wasn't excessive.
That's when I learned how to listen to the music cue.
Yeah.
That's when I knew my fight was done.
I was just looking at Nabokov's image that he attached.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
No. I haven't brought the email yet.
The PS on it says, show Scott how to put a disc in. Maybe that's what is stopping him.
He goes over the differences of the 40 gig hard drive. He's like, number one, buy a bigger hard disk drive. Number two, get an HDMI cord. Number three, a USB hub. Four, most importantly, make a Japan and UK PSN account. Download the things you're not supposed to. And P.S., show Scott how to put a disc in. Maybe that's what's stopping him.
Nice. Those are all very, very good suggestions.
Since it's James, grab something to throw during those frustrating stress questions of shitty ports at all games with the letters EA on the back.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, I'm very much in thrall.
Yeah.
To Uncharted. The gameplay I find to be great. I sometimes wish, you know, looking at like, well, let me step back a little bit. The achievements that aren't achievements,
right.
Whatever, I'll just call them achievements, I think are really good. Mm-hmm. I think it's really good. And I think, in a way, I'm probably going to spend weeks and weeks and weeks doing this, like making minor reversals and, you know, shit to stuff I'd said before. Because I like the achievement system. But there's something interesting about the fact that it doesn't, you know, necessarily publish directly to the front page of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
On the PlayStation. It's like I'm doing all these little things, and they're popping up in-game for me, and it's very, very nice, and it's kind of, you know, the incentive is there to do all of these little interesting
right,
things, and I enjoy it.
When you make those achievements in Uncharted, they unlock stuff in the game.
Yeah.
They don't give you points on your card.
Yeah.
It unlocks stuff
in
the game.
And so I think about how much I like them, but about how sometimes they're just... It's just ridiculous. And how the gamer score, in a lot of respects, is completely ridiculous. But at the same time, over here, where I'm not even concerned about my identity, since I'm not sure if I mentioned it was taken by someone else, you know, I just find myself being really happy
mm-hmm.
with, like, all these little things. So, you know, I notice all that, and I'm like, well, I need to punch more guys.
Right.
But they make it really hard to punch guys because
yeah,
all the guys have guns,
like
and I'm not especially robust.
Right.
I am very cool. I have, you know, a truly metrosexual haircut, you know, properly ruffled shirt, nice jeans, but I'm not really tough, you know. So... So I find it hard to punch guys. And I'm like, well, I need to punch more guys to, you know, unlock the guy
punching.
How far
are you into it? Where are you at?
I am in the fortress.
Okay, good. You're where I was when we talked to Neil and them from Naughty Dog.
I am in the fortress, which I find to be magnificently beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I am in love with no load times when I die.
That's true. I forgot about that. There is.
It is seamless and unrecognizable. Of something I've noticed is that every time I've died, the checkpoint system is apparently ridiculously frequent. But because, you know, again, and I will attribute this to the fact that the system at every level is designed to work with a hard drive, you'll just be playing, you know, and you'll see a little HDD access light flash a second. And I think that, you know, it's just all the time like, okay, I have a second, I'm going to save. All right, I have a second, you're at a checkpoint. We're just going to, yeah, cool. So every time I've died, I've come back and I'm like essentially right there, you know, maybe around the corner or something. It's very forgiving in that aspect. So I haven't gotten frustrated with, I got to figure this particular jump out because I keep screwing it up. Screwed up five times, it still wasn't terribly bothersome. And the load times are non-existent because it's just, you know, it's pulling the data off so fast. It's really, really nice experience in that regard. Yeah, I just love it. I mean, the music is absolutely terrific. The I'm not sure I've ever come across characters that are so well drawn and well acted, well directed in a video game.
Yep.
Everybody always tries to reach for that. You know, the buzzword for years has been cinematic experience. And frankly, I looking back, I think that was a mistake. Hey, movies are a cinematic experience. I want this to be a gaming experience. But we all got obsessed with it, and we all got caught up in it. And I think a lot of the attempts at a cinematic experience fell far short. Or, worse yet, succeeded. You know, Metal Gear became a fantastic cinematic experience, while it failed utterly as a game in some regards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in this, like... I like the fact that I'm hiding behind, you know, a pile of scree, you know, a little rubble wall,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's being chipped away at by all these guys that are shooting at it.
Every time you go into cover or something, he'll be like, oh, shit.
He's just like, shit, 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 you know, and I'm like, that...
Or he's like, not again.
Yeah. You know, just like the little utterances, they're so very well timed, you know? The dude has character, he has character in the game, not just in a cutscene.
Yeah.
It's very good. I don't even mind the chick, even though she's blonde. Oh, it's not that she's blonde, it's that she used to be brunette. I'm just saying.
Right.
used to be Lady J. Now she's Cover Girl. But whatever. they're just good. They're all good. They're likable and believable.
And they did that because if you watched any of that I don't know if you've unlocked any of those videos yet, but
I haven't watched them.
Yeah, they did that because they recorded the voice acting the same time they were recording the
mocap. Capture. Yeah,
the people who did the motion capture are the voice actors.
Yeah, and they did not run to, you know, a Hollywood name or anything for this. I looked at the list of voice actors and I was like, I vaguely know a couple of these, but
Well, dude, Nathan is the voice of Assassin's Creed, but what was the guy's name who was
Desmond?
Yeah, the son of Altair. He's the voice of Desmond. But yeah, he's got a nice little list of things he's done, as well as a lot of other people.
Well, it's all so far. It's all fantastic work.
Yeah,
I like a lot of the, you know, it's well placed camera work, like really good camera work in a lot of these situations. And, you know, I like the action. The action's, it's a good, solid action game with what I perceive to be a nice balance between action, puzzle solving, platforming in a relatively believable universe. You know, it's, obviously, he's a little more acrobatic than I think a real human would be, but whatever. Like, it's fine. It's a good game, and the story is told, you know, at a level far above like what a lot of other things do.
Yeah.
So I am tremendously pleased with it.
Good.
And this here's another thing, and I suppose I will attribute this to Blu-ray. Just, you know, like Joe's version of Uncharted, like just regular old guy version. Frickin' thing feels like some sort of mega special collector's edition. There's so much shit on that disc.
Yeah, there is.
There's just so much stuff.
You gotta unlock it, but it's all
like,
there.
Here's the game. And then here's like these like five featurettes. And here's like all this art. And then like here's like all these things. And it's just, it feels like a very full product. And, you know, I suppose a lot of that has to do with, you know, the galaxies of space that they have available on a Blu-ray disc.
It's
very nice. You know, if at any level this is the sort of thing that we can expect in the future, then, you know, I can say without a doubt I'm extraordinarily happy to have the system. And I need to spend more time with it. I need to learn more about its additional, like, media capabilities. Mm-hmm. But my sense at this point is, and maybe it's a personal preference thing, but I'm flipping around inside of, like, my UI for the, whatever the hell their name for it is. They actually have
like the cross media bar type thing.
Yeah,
XMB or something. Sure. Yeah,
that suits me very, very well. I like their front end, and to switch back over to the 360 and, like, you know, swish a handful of Play School blades back and forth. Like, they can name them blades all they want to. It still looks like Duplo. Where you go over to the like the PS3, and it's almost like, it's almost far too sexy. Like, the whole system is just,
we know it's strange,
sexy that, top to bottom.
That XMB that you're using right now, that, you know,
the PSP, yeah, essentially the PSP.
Been using it on the PSP since the release,
and I was aware of that. And that was another point that we could make about it, was that, yeah, you know, you've got this like child's toy as the DS, and then this, you know, super hot alien sex piece of hardware that Sony puts out. Because that, Jesus, they can be idiot marketeers sometimes, but they know how to, you know. They know what they're doing when they make a piece of technology, making it desirable. But I just like the system so much. I like it.
Yeah.
There's something in the philosophy of how that system was designed. And if it weren't for what have really amounted to like a phenomenal number of missteps, all I can say is I hope they make up some of what they've lost. I don't think they'll make up all of it. They're not going to get back to some place.
Right.
They started a year late, $200 too expensive, without a solid game lineup. But now, they're both out, so whatever. You know, something's only late till it ships. Fine. Now it's $400. Fine. Now we're starting to see good games come out, both exclusive things. And finally, they've reached the point where they're getting stuff out pretty much at the same time as the 360. So, give them some time with that type of environment to play with. They could black Microsoft's eye. They could do it. The system is great. It is a great system. It is a very. It just feels more professional to me than the 360 does. Regardless of the fact that, you know, Xbox Live is, for the most part, terrific, and that they've just had a ton of games, even the worst of which has been, you know, pretty okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But just again, just talking, just the hardware, just the feeling of the box. I'm extremely impressed by it. I'm very, very glad.
So you got to use the PlayStation Store then, if you don't.
I did. Now the store is a different thing. The store is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
The store is horrible.
It really is. It's basically a web browser.
Yeah, and it's nasty. It's ugly. It's nasty. But it was kind of strange because you're right. You get on Xbox Live, and their store is very, very easy to use because it's fully integrated into their UI,
mm-hmm.
like. You don't have a blade without advertisements except for like your system blade or something. Like, you know, whatever. Like, what they want to sell is being thrown at you at every level. But, you know, it's fully integrated into the UI. There's no jarring aspect, excuse me, to the experience. Over on the PS3, the store is just, oh, God, it's nasty. But there's sort of this sense when you use it that it's like, yeah, we really like our UI. We didn't really want to drag a store into that. There's a sense that like the store is fugly and separate and sort of like pushed off into the corner. It's still extremely useful. It's terribly necessary. We don't necessarily want to sully, you know, our front end with it, though. We don't want to like let it grow all up through the XMB. And so I kind of like that. I like that if I'm looking at my UI on the PS3, you know, I don't have advertisements creeping up through it. So I can kind of understand keeping it segregated. It's still really very bad, but there's no reason that that can't change. It isn't locked into any particular thing that could not be made better.
Have you downloaded Folding at Home?
I have downloaded it. I have not run it.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I downloaded a couple of, you know, movie trailers and downloaded a handful of demos. I downloaded that, Folding at Home. And what else had I done with it? Yeah, not much else. There was a little more to setting it up than the 360. But again, I think that, you know, it's a...
Hopefully you had a keyboard you could plug into it when you were signing up for a lot of this.
I did. I keep a USB keyboard plugged into the 360
really need
all the time.
For that one. Definitely need it.
But I love it. I really, really, really like the system a lot. So,
Jeremy, what'd you play?
This past week? Not a thing.
Since we last spoke to you, what'd you play? I saw you sign on a couple of days ago, I think.
I gotta apologize real quick. I came here straight from work, and I have a bag of McDonald's. It's getting cold, so I'm going to eat in the mic.
You and I played some of the Burnout demo.
We did. We played a little bit of that.
Did you get a chance to play that?
Yeah. What was available in the demo didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Did you see where Criterion didn't really issue a statement, but Alex Ward kind of answered some questions? Alex Ward being the head guy over there at Criterion working on Burnout.
No, I didn't see anything like that.
I'm guessing because, you know, a lot of forum speak and stuff is pretty much not liking what they're playing.
Basically, like, this ain't Burnout?
Yeah. It's not Burnout. It's, you know, it's whatever the case. It's doing... it's not what we think it is, or it's not what it should be. I'm trying to get back to where I've got that so I can go over
it. Well, you know, as a guy who, you know, never really got into Burnout in the first place, I don't know what it's supposed to be, but I'm not really digging whatever it is.
That's true. Let's see. He says, we hear you, but the demo was made after work on Paradise was completed, so no, we won't be using internet feedback to tune the game. Second thing he says, it's only a demo. Everyone breathe, relax, and remember that it's only a demo. We think we made the best demo released all year. You don't see many other games getting an online-enabled demo up on both systems before launch.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time.
That's very, very true.
The very same day.
But people weren't arguing about the capabilities of the demo. They were talking about the content, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what else we've got in here.
I mean, you know, whatever. If they don't like it, they don't like it. There have been a lot of burnout games. Yeah. I can certainly understand wanting to do something different. I don't know. I had a lot of fun with it.
They change every time.
Unfortunately, though, I mean, I have fun driving as fast as humanly possible and crashing into something like a road barrier and watching my car
perform. Watch it do that thing you love so damn much in the first trailer you
saw. I really find myself doing that. Yeah. So if crashing is de-emphasized, well, why is your crashing so fucking amazing?
Yeah.
And then you want to de-emphasize crashing. That I don't understand.
Personally, for me, I try to get the longest crash going. Like, I don't try to have it come to a sudden stop. I like to hit a car a little bit on the edge so that it'll make my car kind of flip and just go down the road. Yep. That's where I get my fun from.
I really don't like not being able to have some camera control over the playback of those crashes.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. Yeah, you know, I really hope like hell we eventually somewhere down the line get a save film feature. Because there's so many moments that you've got in games like that where you want to go back and show somebody else what happened. Or you want to... There were times that I've wanted to swing the camera around and see how much damage I did this or...
Well, shit, man. You've still got save files from Driver.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the need or the desire for this is anything new.
No.
It's just people's failure to recognize that...
See, Driver... That first Driver had a camera director mode in it.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen your save films.
I still have a little PS PlayStation card that's got my save films on there. I went out and bought one of the big double the space save cards or whatever so I could save more. Because I had a lot of fun messing around with that thing. So, yeah,
the technology is there. Obviously, it's there. Jesus, of course it's there.
Yeah.
I just... Whatever. I suppose if people don't seem like they care about it, then you're not going to spend the money or time on it. But... You know, you get to a certain point where, I guess more than anything that game did, that's what Halo did to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to look at this again. Because the whole point of the game is that this moment, like, meant something. This experience was something, be it alone or with the people I know. This thing meant something. I would like to hold on to that. I don't know that it necessarily has to be, you know, fleeting and transitory. Just because it's in a game. I would like to save it. I would like to see it.
Yeah.
I think that that's a great thing. And I suppose, you know, it would be one of the things that I would guess we will see more of in the future. That will be more common.
I hope we see more face mapping in the future.
I was hoping we'd see more of it, you know, now.
Yeah.
But.
Mass Effect would have been nice.
Yeah.
Face map my character in the game. Would have been kind of cool. Dennis, did you play anything this weekend? This past week? Since last month?
More Final Fantasy XII. That's about it, though.
I got to play a little bit with that Link's crossbow training.
Oh, really? How's that?
The gun. That's all right.
All right.
It was, you know, I don't know. Kind of felt a little strange, but it does what it's supposed to do for just that one game I played it with, the crossbow training thing. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool trying to beat other people's high scores. Was all right. I played it over at a friend's house who just picked up a Wii. And
who got a Wii?
Mike.
Mike got a Wii?
He's got a PS3 and a Wii now.
Oh, cool. So he's got a Wii, so he doesn't need resistance anymore.
No, he's still playing it.
Damn it.
He played it when we were over there last night. He was showing it around. He's like, oh, crap. I got through this part that I couldn't get through. So, yeah, he's still playing it. I don't know how far he is from beating it, but he's still playing it. So.
Hey, you know what's weird about that game?
Which one?
Resistance. You know what freaked me out?
What?
I had to find health packs. What the hell is going on? My screen's supposed to pulse red, and then I hide for a minute, and I get better. That's how first-person shooters handle health now. And frankly, I like it. I don't like hunting for health packs. I don't like to get screwed at a checkpoint when I took damage right before. Like, I don't like that. And I'm like running through the thing, and I'm like totally dying all the time, and I'm like, what the shit, you know? And I look down, and I'm like, what's a health bar? What the hell's that doing in a first-person shooter? I haven't had to contend with that in a while. I'm, like, looking around for health packs. I'm like, which of these goddamn things is a health pack? I don't know what these are. What's that? Bullets. Fuck that. Oh, it's that yellow shit over there. I don't know. It just freaked me out. I was like, what are you doing?
I got some really cool weapons in that game, from what I've heard.
They're fun to use. aliens are kind of, you know, whatever.
There's this weapon that the alternate fires to throw up a shield.
Yeah.
And then the main fire can fire through that shield.
And other barriers.
Yeah.
No, it seemed good. Not, you know, like, inspired or anything. But I could definitely see, looking back to, you know, to a year ago, when people were...
It was the first time they bought, basically.
It's a great launch title. It seems really solid. And it's purely from the demo, I know. But seems like a really solid launch title. But I can also... I understand where people were saying, well, it's essentially a PS 2.5 type of game, you know? Maybe less in the technology, more in the fact that the design philosophy didn't seem different than anything else.
The fact that you're looking for health packs.
The fact that I'm looking for health packs, you know? But the environments were awfully pretty.
Yeah.
I was a little sloppy with the controls at first, again, trying to get used to the six-axis, but, you know, somebody else's mom's peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right. That's all I'm saying. I like the demo, you know, made me want to continue playing it, so I will do that.
And when I get it back, I'll get it to you. You got plenty coming up, though.
I got plenty hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
In the past.
Played Rock Band. Finally had a full band in the house for that.
Oh, yeah? How long did you have?
I had Dana, Zilla Dana, who's not here with us tonight. Nor is Hoggy, Kevin. He was supposed to be with us. He wanted to relay the message that Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy Holidays and whatever else. He's sorry he couldn't make it. His computer is fucking him up and he's really pissed. So he doesn't want to come on the air and be pissy on the radio. We all look to James whenever we say that.
There's plenty of room.
So yeah, I had Zilla Dana. She was playing like bass and guitar. Another friend of ours, Kimberly, was on the other bass or guitar. They kind of swapped out. I was on drums and Dave, who you've seen in the chat room before, was doing vocals.
Okay.
And so we played a few of the songs in there and got through that. Over the weekend, I went ahead and finished the solo guitar career on medium. So I got that out of the way. I want to go back and start doing drums now. My guitar strummer, I think, is broke again.
Really?
Yeah. Guitar out. They sent me the box, put the guitar in, sent it out. It came back. It was fixed for a while.
Man.
I got on the other night, and I was like, oh, crap, it's doing it again. So apparently I'm going to have to send this back off.
I haven't had the first problem with mine.
That's great. I'm glad you have. You played a song that's got a lot of, like, rapid strums in it? On medium? Are you playing on easy?
I play guitar on medium.
Yeah.
I've...
Wait till you get into, like, the last tier of songs.
Okay.
Those are a lot of rapid-fire succession type stuff.
Okay.
And see if anything happens. If it doesn't, that's great. You got a good guitar, but I'm going to have to send mine back. So
does yours only, like, crap out and, like, really...
Well, that's the only time. Because I always downstrum. I can never get the hang of going the up and down motion.
Yeah.
On the rapid notes.
Yeah.
I can never get the timing right. I have
a hard time switching back and forth between up, down, and then just down.
So I just do a constant down.
Yeah.
And so...
I do. I tend to do that more, but I'm trying to get to where I can do the up and down a little better.
Right.
But, yeah, I rely on...
So that's where I've noticed that it's happening is when I have a lot... And we're talking just back-to-back-to-back-to-back notes.
Yeah.
I'm not talking a green into a yellow. Because I can do that fine. But if it's green, 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 or, you know, whatever, it's all back-to-back, then I'm missing every other one.
Hmm.
So I plug in my Guitar Hero 2 controller, nail it, no problem. That's how I know something's wrong. So, I don't know. Gonna have to send that back. I didn't play much else I didn't play anything else, actually. That was pretty much it. When I come back, I'm going out of town after we're done with the show. And then I'll come back tomorrow. And I plan on jumping into Time Shift and Tomb Raider. I've had those sitting over there, not doing anything with them. But I plan on jumping back into those. At least Tomb Raider. I really want to knock that out, the anniversary game.
Yeah.
I really want to get done with that one. And Ratchet and Clank. I plan on playing some of that as well. So
I'm looking forward to playing that.
Yeah, yeah. You're more than welcome to borrow it.
I might get it for Christmas. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Christmas coming up. Let's see. In other news, it looks like the Falcons are on store shelves now, and we can detect the Xbox 360s.
Yeah,
that use the Falcon, whatever the processor in them. What is it? 175 watts, I believe, is what you're looking for.
Oh,
if
is
you
that
look on the, yeah, check the UPC symbol, and look for the 175W. That's the wattage for the new power supply that comes with it.
Because the new machines don't require as much power.
Right. And they have less risk of hitting the red rings. Or having any types of problems altogether.
Yeah.
So, that's how you can
Which is the real reason you want one. Not.
It really is. I mean, you know.
The power consumption thing. But, yeah.
It
is. Easy way to figure out what it is you've got your hands on before you put your cash down.
Did you see the map Infinity Ward put out for Call of Duty 4?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it on my Xbox.
Nope, didn't see it on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Apparently some certification problems keeping it from getting out there, but man, that looked nice. I love seasonal content. I've always loved it. Always been a fan of it, and I wish they did it more, and I don't know. So, who knows if we'll ever see that or not. What else do we have happen in the news? Anything else? BioWare confirmed. Well, I don't know that they necessarily confirmed a Mass Effect sequel. Yeah, we knew it was coming.
Well, yeah, we already
knew it was coming. They just revealed the title of the novel.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be in between this one, the game that's out now, and the next game that's coming out. So, yeah. You know, we already knew a sequel was coming on that one. Activision admitted to wanting money from
Yeah, they finally admitted they wanted the
for that
money
patch?
For the Rock Band patch.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see that, Jeremy?
I came clean about that?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine, you know. I already knew you wanted money.
Yeah.
At least you're not going to lie about it. You're just trying to, like, not say it before, and now you've said it. And I still think it's shitty.
Oh, yeah.
It's very frustrating
to see, you know, forum posters say, well, you've got to understand their business. Yeah, I understand their business. Do they understand their business? Do they understand that, like, their own consumers are getting caught in the crossfire and they're looking like assholes and that makes me not want
There's
to buy
There's nothing wrong
products.
With acting like a business. Just don't. It wasn't what they were doing.
Well, they're within their rights to want to get paid. Well, sure, but you look like a dick. You know?
Yeah.
It's. You know, if you have the choice, try not to look like a dick.
Yep.
And, you know, make me feel good about buying your products instead of making me feel like, you know, you're not really looking out for me as your consumer.
I don't care one way or the other. I just don't. Just don't bullshit me. Just say it from the beginning. Just totally, like, nobody is under any illusion that you don't want money out of this, that it isn't a monetary question. So just say that. Don't try to hide from something like that. That's just going to make you look. Yeah, you look bad enough, but you're going to look worse when you finally have to admit that you just wanted money. So,
and the other thing that's really bad about it is that, you know, Harmonix apparently put in the work to reverse engineer the damn thing and get their guitar to work in their game, and that's perfectly legal, but who is it? Activision putting pressure on Sony not to release it. So.
Ah.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
I'm going home.
I'm glad I have Rock Band.
Yeah. You know, I like Rock Band.
You know, not just because of this. I mean, this hardly, you know, the kind of thing that dictates my buying decision. It certainly makes me feel better. But, you know, the entire experience seems superior to me. Than the Guitar Hero 3 experience.
It feels a lot better than Guitar Hero.
Got a lot of really nice downloadable content coming out on a regular basis. And it's just, you know, being able to jump back and forth between different instruments and, you know, depending on my mood and what I want to do. It's fun. I like it.
Jumping back to you and your PS3 for a minute. You going to pick up Unreal Tournament 3? Or did you put that in your Gamefly queue? Is that?
I'm putting my queue because I'm considering picking it up.
I was going to say, I've never been an Unreal guy. I mean, What's the draw for that? Isn't that just like big deathmatch? Isn't that all that?
Hold on, let me swallow my fries and I'll.
The reason I bring it up is because this week they got their first user created content on the PS3.
Yes, they did.
And I think there's even more maps that are in the pipe to be coming.
Well, this was. I'm a little aggravated because that shit was supposed to be ready to happen from day one. The tools to create shit for the PS3 were supposed to be available when the game launched, and it's not.
Yeah,
it's still not. What happened was Epic actually took this one apparently popular map and did what was necessary to make it work on the PS3. So they promised something pretty big and haven't delivered yet. So.
No, they have not. again, I will say that if they get it, if it happens, then it doesn't matter that it didn't happen right away. It may harm them a little ways. I would be interested in it without the idea of user created content.
Why are you interested in it now that you swallowed your fries? Why are you interested?
I've always liked UT. It's okay. Early on, like the first Unreal tournament. You weren't computer guy at the time.
Mm-mm. What year are we talking about? Huh? What year are we talking about?
It was 90.
Was it 99?
I think it was 99. And there were two types of people in the world: Unreal Tournament people and Quake 3 people. And both of those games had eschewed the, not completely gotten rid of a single-player storyline, because there was a narrative, but essentially you were playing multiplayer-type battles in a single-player environment with other bots. You could obviously play the multiplayer as well, but there was as far as the single-player component was concerned, it was just built on the idea that you're, you know, some kind of damned gladiator or something, and you're fighting through these, you know, death matches and all this stuff to reach the highest rank, but there was no exposition involved or anything like that. But they were. I was a UT guy. I liked Quake well enough, but I liked Unreal Tournament more. It was an extraordinarily fast and crisp, clean first person shooter experience. I didn't have to reach. There were times where for the same reason you want to sit down and play a puzzle game, the same reason you might just want to crash over and over in Burnout, you just want to sit down and have this extremely frenetic, violent, simple experience, because mm-hmm. it's extremely rewarding. I could get into UT, I could crank the bots up to whatever level I felt like I needed to be at a particular time, and you know, I could run through these different matches in ways that I wanted to do it, and it was just like, I've joked about it, but in a lot of ways, it was my gaming calisthenics when I was playing on the PC. You know, I would crank the bots up as high as I could, just a little further than I could stand, and see how long I could keep my head above water with them. And that's what I would do. And there was just something about just being able to get in there by myself, have this particular experience. And it was very, very well designed. It was fast and clean. And UT, that's always been a trademark of how the UT stuff is. I like it a lot. I haven't played one in a while, but I had a lot of respect for that.
You know, hook it up to your HD and slap on a mouse and keyboard on your PS3 and go to town.
Yeah. And so I haven't had the experience in a while, and like so many other things that grew up on the PC and have now migrated in one form or another to the console, I'm excited to look at it. And there are times when I don't want to help this guy get to this place and do this thing, you know? Maybe I just want to sit down and kill. Seems like I would fit the bill exactly now, as it did for me, you know, 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
So, on top of that, there's the fact that, however well it might not be working right now, user-created content on a console, that's like huge. That's a big deal. I feel obligated to support something like that, since in one form or another, I've been going on about it for a while. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if they're not getting it done right now, that's fine. It's a pretty big deal, though, so I have no problem waiting. And it's possible that it would be worth the price of entry without it, but it just seems like that turns it into something that the game I would buy to enjoy, but for that aspect of it, I would buy to support the idea. Somebody did something that I've been bitching about not having for years. I feel like I should buy it. But I mean, that's me. We've talked about this for a long time. I'm sometimes willing to spend my money on things that aren't, you know, would not in other people's minds be said to be worth the money, just because I want to support an idea that someone did. But yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's good. There's apparently three more maps that are incoming for that as well, user created.
Yeah.
That will pretty much wrap up the news for the week. There hasn't been that much.
How could there be?
I don't have a weekly release for you. Normally we do. About the only thing I can tell you is that what we're going to get on the arcade, on Xbox Live Arcade next week, is SpongeBob SquarePants Underpants Slam.
Oh boy.
Wait.
Since the World of Soccer came back.
Yeah, there was that. They released it. There was a bug in it. They held it off for like a day, and then they put it back out there.
Right.
I've never played it, but I've heard that a lot of people very excited to see this game hit Xbox Live.
Well, it was in the list of most influential games of all time, most important games of all time, whatever the list was actually titled, that was released earlier.
Hey.
God damn, it's my phone.
James's cell phone.
I don't know that number. Oh, shit, it's my boss. I better turn that shit off.
That's exactly what you should do. So, yeah, I don't know what's coming out this coming week. Probably nothing, really, other than maybe... Well, shit, I don't even know if we're going to get anything on the virtual console tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But other than that, the Sensible World of Soccer... was there any other news that you guys wanted to hit on?
Man...
There's just not a lot, man.
All the news that I care about is happening in my world. The PS3 just came out.
Yeah, really. For you.
Not that I've been completely, ignorant of it, but man, it sure as hell changes your perspective on things to actually have it and be like, it's not that I didn't care what was happening before, but now I genuinely care.
Right.
Now, whatever, I'm looking forward to Metal Gear and Final Fantasy.
Yeah?
Because now I can. Now I can. It's like, whatever the hell it might turn out to be, I'm still looking forward to them coming out.
You can go back and watch videos now and be like,
look at that. That might be all right.
Can't wait to do that.
Whereas before, it was just like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to get to do that, so whatever. Now I'm really looking forward to that. But I've got, a lot of work to do to kind of get my head around, I don't know, what have I been missing?
Yeah. You've still got to beat Assassin's Creed. You still got that to go through.
Yeah.
I got a
friend who got a PS3 for Christmas. And he got Assassin's Creed on the PS3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to do a swap with him at some point.
Is it work or something? The guy at work?
Yeah, I got to work with. If I had had one previously, knowing that it is a strictly single-player experience, that probably would have been something that I was on the fence with. Getting Assassin's Creed on the PS3 instead of the 360.
Did they say anything bad about it on the PS3? Did they do those comparisons like they did with Orange Box?
No, and maybe I just missed it, but I hadn't heard anything bad at all.
Considering the shit I had to put up with at the end of Assassin's Creed on the 360, I think I would recommend picking it up on the PS3 if you've got a choice.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
You don't remember any of that
shit? He wasn't here when we talked about the ending.
Oh.
When we tried to figure out why you were so pissed with the ending.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I wasn't here for that. And I haven't read the thread that we have on our site.
Oh.
Because I haven't beaten it. But
the reason he was pissed at the ending, and I won't divulge any of the ending to you, so there's no spoiler here. He was within the last 30 minutes of the game. And
I was really excited to go through and get to the, get to the big climax and all the stuff, and I get to this one part and my guy falls through this invisible hole in the map.
Really?
And dies. And when I respawn, there's two Altairs, and I control both of them.
Really?
Yeah. And at first it was great fun. We got out the video camera and taped it, and I had them fight each other and go up and assassinate. And I got to the end of that thing and assassinated everybody because they didn't see me. It was I wasn't really there.
Uh-huh. Because his other character was way ass on the other side of the map.
Yeah.
So,
because if you got on the horse, one would run off, and the camera would sometimes just jump and go a million miles away to the other one, back and forth between them. So,
in order to trigger events, both characters had to be beyond that trigger point.
So finally, I want to actually play and beat this. So I die, and I go back, and there's still two of me. And I was like, So I killed the other one. I respawn with just one guy. I'm like, okay, so I start going and doing stuff. And then the camera glitches and runs over, and oh my god, there actually still is another one. He just respawns somewhere else. So I'm like, well, hell, turn off the 360, turn it back on, and I'm like,
and hope like hell you have to play through the game again.
I'm way back in this other town. So have to ride all the way, like, through, you know, Kingdom or whatever to get to this place again. And I ride up, and I fall through the same goddamn hole again.
Oh, God, that sucks.
I don't know how many times I tried, like, restoring to this save and going back, but, like, every time I'd go up there, I'd fall through the fucking hole. Wow. I could not complete it without falling through the hole and having two Altairs.
Whereas my experience never had the problem whatsoever.
This went on for, I don't know, at least an hour. And I was getting pissed off, and I was really, like, ready to put this game down and just say, fuck it. And Becky finally finds, like, she's looking on the videos on YouTube that other right. people have posted of the same glitch. Because a lot of people have run into it. And some guy was like, what the hell do I have to do to get past this? One guy's like, yeah, man, I restarted the entire game, got back to that point, and the same thing happened to me.
No way.
And
holy shit.
Some guy said, what you have to do is you have to play through that level with controlling both Altairs and keep them together. Don't let them get separated. And once you get to, like, the next big, like, story point, one of them vanishes and it continues on as normal.
How do you control both Altairs? I don't understand that.
They both respond to your... to every
they're movement. Standing like right next to each other, so if you turn, you know.
Oh, I yeah. see. I see.
They're it's very. You just separate. Oh, that's what I was going to ask. It, because like, they kind of auto face, and they yeah. might lock onto each other and start hitting each other, and they both take damage.
Right.
So even from each other,
you can stealth kill your own guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. it's kind of tough, but I managed to get through that.
Ed, you need an achievement for that.
Yeah, I need a couple, I think.
So yeah, that was his problem, which, you know, hopefully you're not too nervous about getting to that point now.
Well, at least you know what to do.
Hope like
happens to you.
It never happened to me. It didn't happen to Kevin either.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, we'll
see. Never not happened to me.
I know. I understand. I understand. And I understand your hatred for that ending to have to go through what you had to go through.
And to get that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, I don't like this ending. All the bullshit I just had to go through, yeah. That's not payoff enough. The rest of the news that I've got here, and you know, if you want to save it for next week's episode, we can. But it's all the 10 games to look for next year, or the top five PS3 games of this past year. You know, the whole year end stuff is what we got going on after that. We can look at the 10 Xbox games to look out for in 2008. Probably something that we already are pretty much aware of. Civilization Revolution is on the list. Which I guess is just, you know, the console version of the Civilization series
uh-huh.
that we've been playing. Yeah. So I'm kind of interested in. Fable 2 is one to look out for.
Hmm.
Fallout 3. Grand Theft Auto 4. Halo Wars. Lost Odyssey.
Yeah.
Ninja Gaiden 2. Yeah. Race Driver Grid. Oh, that's the one from the guys that did Dirt. The Codemasters guys that
yeah.
did Dirt. And Star Wars Unleashed and Two Human.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Two Human.
I am too.
I want it to turn out well enough. All the other bullshit aside, it's a game and it needs to be released and it should be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope for. Don't necessarily know that any of that's going to happen, but I want it to. So there.
Yeah, the... I was going to say there was something else that we had that I read about in there about the GTA 4 content.
I haven't paid much attention to that in a long time. What's going on now that I have to care? One system versus another.
You still haven't watched the trailer, have you?
I have not watched the most recent trailer.
Yeah, you still got that. Take-Two announced in a conference call that it intends to release more exclusive Grand Theft Auto 4 episodes for the Xbox 360 in 2009. It's not like that's news, really, because that was already... They had been saying that since the release date was in October. Since they were going to release in October, they said, yeah, we release in October, then the first of 2008, you guys will get some exclusive... You know, each system will get its downloadable content.
Right. Yeah.
Which, you know, has now been pushed into 2009. Why? Because the game's going to release in the fall or the winter. It's not coming out in the summer. It's not whenever. It's not. Yeah, no. The company. There goes those fries.
Damn it.
Keep talking to them.
Anyway, yeah, go ahead. In fiscal 2009, we'll also be offering additional episodic content for Grand Theft Auto 4 on Xbox 360. No mention of PS3 stuff here, by the way. We're eagerly anticipating the release of Grand Theft Auto 4 in our second quarter. Whatever, it's coming out. It's going to be a November release. An October-November release, that's when it's coming out. I'm saying it now, and that's what's going to happen.
And maybe it'll sit in the BioShock slot in August.
Yeah. There's also a rumor that Haze may be delayed again.
It's unfortunate.
It's rumor. I got to talk to my Haze guy and see if he's what he says about it, but yeah.
I didn't know you had a Haze guy.
Yeah, we were going to have him on the show back in December when the release date was in December.
Oh, yeah. But we talked about it. Yeah, there we go.
And I talked to him. He's like, yeah, we just want the game to... Yeah, we want to put some final polish on the game. It's going to come out in late January, probably. February or something like that. So, but yeah, that's pretty much that pretty much covers the news. I wish there was more, but...
You know what? There doesn't need to be. It's, yeah. You know, whatever, holiday time. Like, even people like me get a couple of days off. You're gonna get the games and stuff you're gonna get, and then.
Well, given that we've got the days off, you know, I told you what I'm gonna be playing. Jeremy, are you gonna be playing anything on these days off, or what?
Oh, it's pretty packed full. I don't know if I'll get a chance to play anything.
Yeah. Dennis,
I would really like to play some Orange Box if I, you know, can squeeze in some time. But I don't know.
I'm about in the same boat. I might play some more Final Fantasy 12 because I don't have anything aside the Wii.
All right, James.
That stinks. What?
What are you going to be playing today and tomorrow?
Man.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday.
Oh, I got tons of stuff. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. Let's see.
Is this a good time to go refill my hot chocolate?
Yeah, sure. One of my friends, his laptop died. So he, for like the third or fourth time. So he got really angry about all of that. He's tired of sending it back and getting... same parts replaced, and it's all crap. So he
jumped onto the console ship.
No, it was Neil. He's already got a console, okay. But like he really wants to have a PC. And he's an MMO guy. A couple things coming up. He wants to play, and we play WoW together all the time. So he just went out and bought a fairly cheap desktop, a quad core desktop Vista machine DX entry level DX10 video card for hardly any money at all. Which is great, and he's pretty happy with it. So, but he didn't have a monitor or anything, and I had an old 19-inch, not an old, but like a 19-inch LCD monitor that I don't use because Dan and I both have our notebooks now, so we don't use any of that stuff. I was like, I'll just give you this, we'll work out something else later. As it turns out, I'm 2,000 gold shy of being able to get my epic flying skill in World of Warcraft. And he's got a little over 2,000 gold in his bank. So he's going to float me a semi-permanent loan.
That's nice.
As payment for the monitor, and then make sure I get my heroic Sethic Halls run late tonight or tomorrow so I can be Zomg Epic Fly Fast Bird with jewelry on. So there you go. So I'm going to do that and get my epic flight form. That'll be nice.
I saw the new Warcraft ad with...
Vern Troyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing better than Mr. T.
Nothing
beats Mr. T one.
Well, on the one hand, it's like really cool that they actually modeled, they invented, a character head model, for Mr. T, and I had a couple of people ask me, why they didn't, like talking about why they didn't do that for Vern Troyer, and I'm like, it's always been there. So you've always been able to make Vern Troyer. You make a bald gnome. Seriously. Yeah, it was funny. That was really funny. But yeah, I'm gonna do some of that. I'm gonna. Do whatever it is that Drake needs to do, to have things taken care of. I'm gonna help him take care of stuff. That's really awesome. You're not really helping me out here, so I gotta go get something else to play.
Sorry.
Since my Gamefly stuff's probably not gonna come until next week.
Right.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed to deal with. I gotta go kill some more guys.
Mm-hmm.
I got guys to kill.
You're still probably stuck the last place we talked to you about it, which was what?
No, I've got another assassination done since then.
Okay,
I'm on
good.
My sixth.
Nice. You are getting close, then.
Something like that. Yeah. What else? Something else. Man, I'm lost. Hold on. There they are.
Yeah.
Shit. What else, man? I need to buy a Blu-ray movie. That's what I need to do. I need to do that too.
Blade Runner's out there. We were talking about that.
How awesome is that? I get my PS3 on Monday, and then on Tuesday, the final cut of Blade Runner comes out.
What we hope to be the final cut of Blade Runner.
Yeah.
They've released that so many times. And like I told you, it's been... God, I've had a DVD player for God knows how long, and I've never bought one of the Blade Runner DVDs that they've released in the multiple releases that they have done with this thing over time. So I think my HD DVD or Blu-ray purchase, I don't know which way I'll go with it, but yeah, that's probably where I'm going for it. So I'll pick that one up. There's movies that came out this week, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to play. I'm going to go back to, like I said, I want to go back to Tomb Raider. I want to go to Ratchet and Clank. Fuck, I still got Mario Galaxy that I haven't gone much further in. Which, by the way, that was confirmed as a hoax.
The DS...
The DS thing. Yeah. I'm not... I don't
damn
remember.
Good hoax, man.
Well, it's the same... I think it's the same guy that made that video that came out just before the Wii was released at E3.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the Nintendo On system or whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah.
And it showed the guy... It showed all the Mario castles that built the one gigantic Mario castle, and then it showed how the system would work where you put on the headset and it detects movement, and you can do all this other stuff. It was all, you know, fan-made, but he's really good at it. And I think he made the same... I think he did the... He's the one that did
that one.
Look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Nintendo On. And it'll show you what it is. It'll have a link that you can go watch that. But yeah, he's really good at it, so... For us to think that it might not be a hoax, it's exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
And it worked. But yeah, I don't have to play through it with Luigi now. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll go through Galaxy and I intend to play lots of stuff. I haven't played COD 4 in a damn long time. And I need to get back.
I haven't either. Every time I've thought about it, though, I've just been thinking about, I'm just going to wait for the patch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait for the patch.
We found out wasn't coming out until after December now.
Yeah.
The playlist got updated.
The playlist got updated, but that wasn't... Yeah,
that's not what we wanted.
No, it isn't. It isn't. I realized... It didn't bother me terribly, but it was like, if I'm going to go back in, I'm just going to wait for them to fix host migration. That's my biggest issue. That's the one thing... Like, you know, you're sitting there at your little 30-second intermission break, and I know I got to leave when I got to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's... I try not to, you know, feel too personal about it, but man, when some do, like when I hear that stupid little noise for somebody left the room, I get angry. Every time I hear somebody drop out of the room, I get pissed off. Because I'm like, any second now, it's going to be the host that drops.
Right.
It's you sitting there in that 30 seconds, you know, that you're to go get a beer or something, and it's like, I don't know, man. I just want to go. It's like, can we just start this before the host freaking quits, please? Mm-hmm. And I realize it's how I spend a lot of my time in between matches, and I will wait. I miss it a little bit because I didn't, you know, rank up all the way and do everything that I wanted to do, and it's just a damn fun game. But I'm going to wait for the patch, I think, before spending more time in it.
But yeah, that's something else. I've gotten a few invites for it, but I've been in the middle of trying to finish up Rock Band. Got done with that. I gotta, you know, just as you, whereas you have lots to play because you just don't have time, I have lots to play because I kept jumping into something else the minute it was released.
Oh, yeah. So you weren't really.
You know, I've still got to go through BioShock. I've still got to go through Half-Life Episode 1 and 2. I have not even played Team Fortress 2.
Neither have I.
I played it before they added the fixes. And it upset me.
I haven't played anything.
But again, that was
I've never played a Team Fortress in my life.
That was a week before Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But I can't play with you right now. Yeah, I have not finished Episode 2.
Did you see the comparison videos of Xbox 360 and PS3 on playing Portal?
No, I didn't.
Load time was just amazing. How long it is on the PS3.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
Wow. That seems...
Like, it was okay at first, but then your character dies, and it showed how quick it took the 360 to get back to, you know, the start of the room, as opposed to the PS3. And it was a good 30 to 45 more seconds.
Oh, wow.
Worth
that's
of waiting.
Terrible.
I mean, it was a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's... I mean, obviously,
but they always,
that's
you know,
bad coding. That's...
Yeah.
It's not a failure of the system. I've seen evidence of the fact that it's not a failure of the system necessarily.
Well, there is that whole thing where Valve sent that to somebody else to do.
Yes.
Somebody else completely. It wasn't Valve that worked on the PS3 version. It was someone else to port the thing over. So there's that, but oh well. I guess that'll wrap up the show. Are we ready to wrap things
up? Yeah, you know, it's a straight, long, straight shot. It's a lot of fun. I like this format a lot.
Yeah.
Can't do it live. Sad that we don't have our people.
What are we going to do about next week?
I don't know.
Because we don't know when you're available.
I don't know when I'm available.
Yeah.
I don't know when. I'm not saying I'm not going to be, but starting Wednesday, I work for about 2 weeks solid without a day off. So we'll figure it out. We'll do something.
Something'll happen.
Hopefully we will have played a lot of things and gotten some more opinions. I doubt that we'll see a lot of news.
Yeah, because as much news as we had this week, it's going to be even less next week.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. You know, it's not the time of year for it. We'll find something to talk about. Maybe we can get a couple people who want to call in and chat with us next week.
Yeah. Any final thoughts before we close out the show? I know a lot of people have sent in their Christmas greetings and stuff. I've gotten a lot of those. And so I'll be putting those at the end of this show. You'll hear that coming up in just a bit. Everybody's... Hey, this is whoever. Want to wish so-and-so from Evil Avatar Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it reminds me, I got some I got to send to you from Xbox Live.
Are you able to get audio from there?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Because somebody had sent me an email or somebody had said something. Where it's like, oh, I sent mine to Straximus.
Yeah, so don't wrap it up until I...
When can you do that?
I'll do it tonight.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to be working on that tonight.
Yeah.
Once I get to my destination. But yeah, that's it. Anything else to say? Dennis?
No.
Nope, nothing from you? Jeremy?
Fuck you. I don't know.
We're a jolly bunch in here.
Jesus. James?
I'm perfectly happy, man. I don't have any family anywhere that demands any attention from me whatsoever. My dogs are going to be sitting right by the futon. I'm going to be... drinking some scotch, sitting in dirty boxers, and playing like just a metric shit ton of video games for the next 2 days. So all you suckers with extended families can do whatever it is you do.
For me, it's get jeans. I need new jeans.
So yeah, pants jeans. That fit.
Pants that fit. That's exactly what I'll get. No, you know, it's just been, we love doing this. This is what we enjoy doing. We have these conversations when we don't have microphones in front of our face. And we used to do this for the longest time. So I just want to thank Evil Avatar for accepting us after the old guys passed the baton off to us and giving us this opportunity. So hopefully you've enjoyed the episodes we brought you. We look forward to bringing you even more coming up in the new year. We got plenty of interviews planned. I know I got... We got Cheapy D from Cheap Ass Gamer.
Sweet.
He's going to be on in January. Also, Major Nelson said that he would come back on around February or so, so we'll look forward to him. Got the guy from Hayes coming on. I am working my fucking hardest to get Criterion on the show. If anyone, you know that I'm trying my damnedest to get those guys on the show. If any other person, I'm trying to get them on the show. So, you know, we'll do that.
Last week you put up a bounty for Gabe and Tycho.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anything back on that. I probably won't.
They're scared.
You know what? That's my New Year's resolution, is to get Gabe and Tycho on the show. Some way, somehow, get them on the show.
Now, we're the ones that should be scared if they decide to show up.
Well, maybe we can do it like this, where I can call them.
That dumb button only when it works once every single
Maybe we can do a special uncensored show where we sit inside the studio that night and record it.
Yeah.
And call them up on the phone here. That way we don't have to worry about the language. Because apparently it extends even to the females of the group. Kristen dropping you don't even have to say the F-bomb, and she said fuck on the air.
She said fucker.
Fucker.
Yeah.
Fruit fucker.
So, yeah, I really hope to get them on. I hope at PAX this year we can actually do a show live from PAX.
That would be lovely.
That would be great. And I would like to have any Evil Avatar member who's going to be at PAX to sit in with us when we do it, too, and take part.
Yeah.
So like a bunch of co-hosts.
Oh, just a big ass fucking round table, you know, of members from the community. As long as they're not dicks.
yeah, right. There's none of those.
All right, well, that's going to do it. The Christmas greetings coming up next. Thanks thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it again for everybody that listens and downloads the show. And we'll see you next week here on Evil Avatar Radio. Bye.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody from Spigot.
Hey, this is Ghost Barrel 1, and I want to wish a Merry Christmas to Psycho Boy 2, Bone, BA Penguin, The Girl, Mott Wakeboard, Random Violence, and Slipstream. I'll see you guys next year at PAX.
Hello, this is Shadowstorm from Evil Avatar. Just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Lone Lone Rabbit wishing everyone a happy holidays from Sydney, Australia, the future where we've already had Christmas. Hope everyone has a great holiday and we'll see you next year. Hopefully be playing some Smash Brothers with you all soon.
Hi, this is Liquid Rain. Getting the orange box for Christmas, already have it? Make sure to join us every Tuesday and Thursday for Team Fortress 2 EVAD style. Happy holidays.
Hey, this is Killer Ann saying Merry Christmas to Agwort, Hemorrhage, Pit Pig, Plunka, Dr. Finger, and all the other Call of Duty guys. Thanks for the parties and keep the invites coming.
Hi, this is Holmes. Just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to the Evil Avatar in GameSpot communities. Also, I want to say Merry Christmas to the Snipewatch Gaming Clan in Birmingham, Alabama. Merry Christmas to you.
Dit is Wim en iedereen bij Evil Avatar en zalige kerst en een gelukkig nieuwjaar.
Hey, this is GhostBear1 and I want to wish a Merry Christmas to my regular Xbox Live gaming crew, Reality Lost, Food Nimble, Frog God Hero, Sorarus, Hemorrhage, Mycelo, and Lacan. I'll see you guys online.
This is Showdown 2020. I'd like to wish all my Eve S friends a very safe and happy holiday. I'd also like to shout out to Mr. Bib, Sereris, Ghost Bear Khan, Food Nipple, Fog Out Hero, and Fisher Really Lost and Scream Hamstry. Yeah, buddy, go cutting.
This is Agwar wishing all my fellow Eve Avers and my family and friends and my girlfriend, Cheese Girl, a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is 1019. Just like to say Happy Holidays to everybody in the community and everybody in the EVE Online Corporation, Evil Avatar Limited.
Hi, this is Bone and the Girl wishing everyone at Evil Avatar a Merry Christmas.
Our Christmas wishes are extended but not limited to the following people. Bap, Psycho Boy, Annie Aiko, Ghost Bear, Slipstream, Random Violence, a special fuck you to you. Mott Wakorb, Track Zero, Kilarion, UW Crash, Food Nipple, Frog God Hero, Joy Bean, and most especially Evil Avatar.
These holiday greetings are only valid from December 24th to December 25th, 2007. Please only one per customer. Side effects include joy, cheer, and laughter.